You know, I gotta be honest, this is not one of those clouds that has that silver lining that we're all dreaming of. You know, foreign investment has created a lot of jobs for people here, but it really has also driven housing prices way out of line with what most people can afford.
I'm curious, when you talk to real estate agents and brokers, what are they saying about who's coming in and buying? I mean, is it still the foreign money? Is it, people retiring here? What's happening to the middle class? What's happening to these young professionals?
It's all of the above. Foreign money is definitely slowed down over the last couple of years compared to what it was when the dollar was really weak. And for middle class people, you know, brokers say there are homes out there that are affordable. It just takes a lot of work. I mean, you hear about people looking at 30, 40, 50, 60 homes before they find one that's suitable. And then, you know, once they close, it often involves thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in renovations and making sure the home is up to code.
All right. Now, you say that there are homes out there. Where?
You know, there are these hidden gem neighborhoods that are closer to downtown and other employment centers that you'd think. We've identified several of them on MiamiHerald.com. And, you know, sadly, the further south you go and the further away from job centers you go, that's where the affordable product is. You see, a lot of people are really starting to consider Homestead and, you know, the Cutler Bay area, even knowing that the traffic is going to be a nightmare, just because that's where they can get, you know, the home they've always dreamed of.
What about the condo market? What does that look like right now in Miami?
The luxury condo market is really falling off, you know, with sales and prices dropping 20-25% in the biggest luxury markets. Brokers are saying that sellers are really just going to have to reduce their pricing. But it is a tale of two markets, because, you know, the single family market, the market for middle class buyers, there's not a lot of new construction being delivered. So that market is just going to keep rising and rising and rising.
In one of your stories, you talk about Key West. It's not, I think, a fair comparison, but at the same time, there you have a situation where it's just values have gone up so much that you really are forcing out, you know, the service industry worker, teachers, police officers. Miami, should they worry about becoming something like that?
It's starting to get to that point. You know, in Key West, a lot of service industry workers and even police officers and firefighters live in South Dade. And, you know, have long commutes down there. Key West has another issue because they can't build as many new units as they need because of their hurricane evacuation plans. But for Miami, yeah, I mean, you are seeing people live an hour and a half, 2 hours away from their work. And if there's no new housing built for those people, they're going to keep getting pushed further and further away from the jobs. And so we could see a Florida Keys type situation here.
This special series that you have at the Miami Herald, why did you guys want to put this together? What was the main reason?
What made us want to do this project is we really started hearing a lot of concern from the business community that they were not going to be able to retain and attract the kind of workers they need to diversify Miami's economy and make this a good place to work. So that was what was new. You know, after 3 years of price increases, business owners are really starting to shake their heads and worry.